What a beautiful day it was yesterday, and what a beautiful day it is today to worship the Lord. So the title of this morning's message is Victorious Christian Living. Victorious Christian Living. How do you define success? How do you define success? Now, if you have a Bible, please turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. 1 John chapter 5. And if you go to the back of the Bible, Revelation, go back a couple more, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and just go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. And so before I read God's word, I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word. Lord, we pray that your word would resonate in our minds and in our hearts, Lord. Help us to know you better today than we did yesterday, God, through your word. Lord, bless your word, we pray, and we want to thank you for the great sacrifices that you made that we might have this word to be able to study and to learn and to grow in our relationship with you through it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. The Bible reads, "Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him." Verse 2, "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." Verse 4, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" Well, under Vincent Thomas Lombardi's direction, from 1959 to 1967, the Green Bay Packers collected 6 division titles, 5 NFL championships, and 2 Super Bowls, with a record of 98-30 and 4 ties. Lombardi knew a lot about winning. If football is a game of inches, so is career success and personal success. In the competitive world, you seldom win by a landslide. One of Vince Lombardi's famous sayings is, "Football is a game of inches, and inches make champions." Buzz Sullivan was a high school driving coach, and he said, "A champion is someone who goes so far that they can't go another inch. And then they go that inch." Now, why is that important? Winning in business or in personal life is all about inches, going small distances successfully, then going farther still. The world defines success as the favorable or prosperous completion of attempts or endeavors, and the attainment of wealth, possessions, honors, or the like. But the Christian defines success as being faithful in the little things, being victorious in obedience to the will of God. That is the Christian's definition of success. Now, we as Christians define successfulness as being in the will of God, which will produce fruit in our lives. So I propose to you that being in the will of God is to live a victorious Christian life. Being in the will of God basically is synonymous, congruent, equal to, and the same as a victorious Christian life. One of Pastor Chuck Smith's favorite books is a commentary on the book of Joshua by Alan Redpath titled Victorious Christian Living. And if you have an opportunity to get that book in the Christian bookstore, I want to encourage you to get it. It's a fantastic book. Alan Redpath notes that it is God's will for the Israelites to cross the Jordan River and possess that which God has already given them. In other words, God has already given them the victory if they will just be obedient and cross that river. So it is God's will for our life that we possess that which God has already given us in these little successes or inches of life. For the Christian, those successes come from being faithful till the end, that we might obtain the prize who is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. To be in God's will is to be victorious. To live in God's will, now that is victorious Christian living. So in the book titled Philosophy of Ministry for Calvary Chapel by Pastor Chuck Smith, he makes a statement that I absolutely love. He states, it's important that we discover what we are by the will of God. So if we call ourselves believers, ones who have put our trust and faith in Jesus Christ, then the Bible says that we are part of God's family, children of God. In fact, the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. And Jesus goes on and he says, Jesus further defines the responsibility of those believers and members of his family. Mark chapter 3, verse 34, he writes, for whoever does the will of God is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6, Paul writes, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from my heart. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 says, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2, Peter writes and says, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. And finally, 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, the Apostle John writes and says, and the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. So, how can we have a victorious Christian living in this messed up world right now? So I've found 10 actions from Scripture that will enable the believer to have this victorious Christian life. These 10 actions I've found was done by simply searching the Scriptures for the phrase will of God. Anybody could do that, since they are representative of what being a victorious Christian life looks like. So these are the 10 actions for victorious Christian living. Here they are. Number one, be a baptized believer. Number two, be a serving believer. Number three, be a prayerful believer. Number four, be a transformed believer. Number five, be a joyous believer. Number six, be a giving believer. Number seven, be a complete believer. Number eight, be a thankful believer. Number nine, be a sanctified believer. And number 10, be a good believer. Got it? Good. All right, let's move on. Don't worry, we'll actually cover each one by one. All right, number one. be a baptized believer. Luke chapter 7, verse 30. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the will of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So if you have never been water baptized, I want to encourage you to do so, even this year. As crazy this year is, you should be baptized. We usually offer a church baptism once a year during the summertime out at Lake Afton. And we perform these baptisms and we have a big whole church picnic. And it's an awesome time, a great time of fellowship and just rejoicing in the public declaration that these people do when they get baptized. So if you want to get baptized immediately, please talk to one of the pastors. We would love to schedule something special for you. So getting baptized will lead you to having a victorious Christian life. Number two, be a serving believer. Acts chapter 13, verse 36 says, for David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep, was buried with his fathers. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. When I was a young Christian, I asked the pastor if there was anything that I could do at the church that needed to be done. And he said, yes. I immediately started spraying down the sidewalk with a water hose to wash out the leaves that would fall on the sidewalk during the week. That was my service for about 3 months. I stayed faithful at it until the pastor came and offered me another ministry. And if you'd like to get plugged into ministry, I think we have some ministry cards somewhere. We can, you know, jot them down and request to say, hey, I want to get involved with ministry. It's vitally important that we love one another and serve one another and get involved, because ministry is how we work out what we've taken in. If the Lord has placed something on your heart that is not represented on that card, just write it down. If God has called you to rotate tires, praise God. The point is to find an opportunity for ministry where you can be used by God for his glory, no matter what it is. Serving will lead you to having a victorious Christian life. Number three, be a prayerful believer. Romans chapter 1 verse 10 says, making request if by some means, now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. Paul is stating that he's making requests, prayer requests to God in hopes that he can come to them. Romans chapter 8 verse 27, he writes, now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Did you know that God's Spirit is making intercession for you as well, for you and I? That's awesome. God loves us so much. Not only are we praying to him, but his Spirit is also praying for us. That was mind-blowing for me when I first heard that. God loves me and he's praying for me. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Then he spoke a parable. Jesus speaking says, that men ought to pray and not lose heart. Men ought to pray and not lose heart. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. 1 Timothy 2:8 says, I desire therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting. So praying will lead you to having a victorious Christian life. Number four, be a transformed believer. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Paul says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Be a transformed believer. Colossians chapter 3 verse 10 reads, and have put on the new man who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. That's being transformed. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2 says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. By growing in grace and peace and knowledge in his spirit, God is transforming us. Be a transformed believer, not one who is stagnant, not one who is stuck in a rut, not one who doesn't continue to move forward in their life or their growth in their relationship with Christ, but be transformed and constantly moving, and like that pile of clay in the hand of the master potter, molding and shaping us constantly until we are formed into that perfect image of Christ. By your increased knowledge of the Word of God, you renew your mind, which transforms the way you live. If we take in knowledge of God, then we will come out. Then what will come out is that same knowledge in the form of application in our life. So apply God's Word to your life. It will transform your mind and your heart. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When I was in California on vacation, my friend Mike's son had a transformer robot that transformed from a jet to a robot. It was so complicated that both he and his son had to read the instructions to figure out how to transform one into another. What? Men reading the instructions is impossible? But it's true. It happened. When you read the instruction book, when you read the Word of God, it's like that commercial, Transformers, more than meets the eye. If you will commit to studying the Word of God, I promise you, it will transform your life, for it is God's instruction book for our life as a believer. Using the acronym Bible, it spells out basic instruction before leaving earth. Because it is the Bible, it has so much more than meets the eye. Being transformed will lead you to having a victorious Christian life. Number 5, be a joyous believer. Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That is awesome. I rejoice because my name is written in heaven. Romans chapter 15, verse 32, that I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Philippians 4, 4, rejoice in the Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, rejoice always. Now, nobody likes a mean, bitter, grumpy, angry, mad, irate, cranky, grouchy, and crabby person. No one was run to Christ with those type of attitudes. I want you to accept Jesus Christ right now. It just doesn't happen. People aren't turned on but to Christ by mean, angry people. People's lives will never be impacted for Christ with such an attitude. Who wants to live a life with such an awful inside where you're always angry and bitter? God has a plan for every one of us. The very fact that he loves us and has a plan should make us be joyous just in that alone. Be joyous. Being joyous will lead to having a victorious Christian life. Number 6, be a giving believer. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. And do not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. There's a great poem I want to share with you. It's called Let Me Give. I don't know how long I have to live, but while I do, Lord, let me give. Some comfort to someone in need, by smile or nod, kind word or deed. And let me do whatever I can to ease things for my fellow man. I only want to do my part, to lift a tired and weary heart, to change folks' frowns to smiles again, so I will not have lived in vain. I do not care how long I live, if I can give and give and give. Giving is the ultimate proof of your love. Jesus gave himself for us. And in what ways can we give our time, treasure, and talent back to God? God doesn't need it, but he chooses to use us. The what is up to you, but the when begins immediately for the believer. Giving will lead you to having victorious Christian life. Number 7, be a complete believer. Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. James chapter 1, verse 4, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Philippians 1, 6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So don't settle for less than what God has for you. Be patient, as it will come, because it's not going to come in a snap of a finger. But know that God does want us to move forward in that direction of being complete in him. Because being complete will lead you to having a victorious Christian life. Number 8, be a sanctified believer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 says, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. John chapter 15, verse 19, if you were of this world, the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of this world, because I have chosen you out of this world, therefore the world hates you, because you're sanctified. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 says, do not love the world or the things in the world. And if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The believer needs to live a life that is sanctified or set apart from the world. We are to live in the world, but we are not to be doing the things that the world does. The ways of the world only lead to sin and separation from God. But God has a better plan for you. A fulfilled life, a blessed life, a life that leads to victory. So don't run the race in another man's lane. Run the race that God has called you to. And that's your own lane. Sanctified and set apart from the world. Being sanctified will lead you to having a victorious Christian life. Number 9, be a thankful believer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I think that one's kind of plain and clear. Two little words. A doctor wrote a letter of thanks to a school teacher for having given him so much encouragement when he had been in her class 30 years before. He later received this response. I want you to know what your note meant to me. I am an old lady in my 80s, living alone in a small room, cooking my own meals, lonely and feeling like the last leaf on the tree. You will be interested to know that I taught school for 50 years. And yours is the first letter of appreciation I've ever received. It came on a cold blue morning and cheered my lonely old heart as nothing has cheered me in years. Have you thought about all that God has done for you? How God has provided and blessed and given you grace and mercy and peace and given you salvation for free, everlasting love and eternal life? Have you pondered the goodness of God in your life? When you do, you will see and understand the vastness of God's involvement in your life. And you will be thankful that He is. Every night, my family does devotions and prayer. When we come to prayer time, we go around the room asking this question: what are you thankful for today? Each person has to come up with at least one thing that day. Being thankful, praying, will lead you to having a victorious Christian life. Number 10, be a good believer. 1 Peter 2:15, for this is the will of God, that by doing good, you may put to silence the ignorance of the foolish. 1 Peter 3:17, for it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. 1 Peter 4:19, therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him in doing good to a faithful Creator. It is God's will that the believer does good works. Not that he is a good person, but that the believer does good works as a testimony to the world that there has occurred a change in their life. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And James goes on to say in chapter 2, verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. So transversely, one who has faith, it will be evident by the good works. A believer's life ought to be marked by good works. It is not the quantity or even the quality of the work, but simply that they exist. Now that we have this new decade, 2020, this new chapter in our lives, may it be marked by good works unto Jesus. Doing good will lead you to having a victorious Christian life. So, why does all this matter? When do I actually have opportunities to put all of this into practice? Listen, being faithful in the little things, the inches of life, is what God's will is for your life as a believer. To have success in the inches of life. Luke chapter 19, verse 17 says, Jesus speaking, and He said to him, well done, good servant. Because you were faithful in a very little things, have authority over 10 cities. And I like the New Living Translation of the same verse, Luke chapter 19, verse 17. It says, "Well done," the king exclaimed. "You are a good servant. You have been faithful with the little I entrusted you. So you will be a governor of 10 cities as a reward." God's word has shown us that we are to have little successes, victories by the inches. Apply these 10 actions to your life, and by doing so, you too can have a victorious Christian life, and then go further still. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would fill us with your Spirit. Help us to be victorious, Lord. Lord, we know that when you died on the cross and rose again on the third day, that you conquered sin and death. You were the victorious one. And when we put our trust and faith, you help us to be victorious. So Lord, we pray by your Spirit that we would live out that victory in our lives. Live out the victory in declaring that you are our Lord, our God, and our King. And we love you and we praise you. And to you is the victory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.